Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Hello everyone.
My name is Ame.
And I'm Salsa. How are you guys? We hope you are doing well. If you are not, we hope we can cheer you up by listening to our podcast.
2020 has been a hectic year so far. Starting from Australia wildfires to Jakarta's floods, the almost beginning of World War III, and to the most long-lasting situation, COVID-19. Who would have known we'd be stuck at home for almost 8 months now? Malls, restaurants, and schools suddenly shut down. I'm pretty sure no one was prepared for the worst.
Nevertheless, the clock is still moving and a little different from our normal situation. We have to improvise. Zoom, probably teachers' lifesaver and students' nightmares. Zoom Cloud Meeting, an application or software that can be used from remote communication with media feature in the form of video conferencing, online meeting, and chatting. With the help of this software, it allows us to hold meetings without having to be in the same room with many people.
While we are on this topic, in your opinion, personally, do you think that Zoom is really a miracle for us in these hard times?
Honestly speaking, I disagree.
Why?
Well, the main reason is because of the lack of security due to leaking of user data to the public. Instead of storing meetings of its users' personal details, this application actually spreads sensitive data such as face, user locations, and user login hours. Not only that, this Zoom application can also be easily accessed by hackers with the help of certain software.
Good point. But I heard that this problem can be solved by upgrading your Zoom. On the other hand, I agree that Zoom can be helpful. Do you know how convenient it became to have online meetings instead of tasks? Speaking from a student's perspective, in the beginning of home learning, I was only given materials to read or videos to watch, and then given tasks based on the video and materials. Zoom made it easier to connect with teachers and ask questions, which I personally don't understand.
Yes, you are able to connect with your teacher, but have you ever talked about the actual burden of using Zoom in this situation? Our Wi-Fi is not as strong as before, which brings me to my next reason: network problems. This is an application that is used by many people and can be used anywhere, but not everyone has a stable or good network. The result of this problem is that our video will be cut off and our voice will not be clear.
True, I can't argue with that. But in my opinion, using Zoom can make us be more on time. As you know, in our school, the system is moving classes. So, to go to one class or another takes pretty much time. That still doesn't include writing off the whiteboard or going to the fully packed locker areas to get your books. The only reason you can be late to a Zoom class is, like you mentioned before, because of the connection. This does not apply for students, but also for teachers. If they are on their way to somewhere, they can always have the class on the road. Even if that isn't possible, they can confirm it in group chat so students won't have to be anxious to miss a class.
Technically, you have a point. It does decrease our time spent between lessons. But what if your network isn't on its best day, like I mentioned before? You need to rely on mobile data, which brings me to my last point, waste of mobile data. Usually, applications that display videos will consume more quota, especially if the requirement to join the class is to have our camera on. Don't be surprised if our internet quota package will decrease significantly later.
Well, from what I see, teachers want us to turn on our cameras because the class can get pretty lonely. Honestly, going from a classroom packed with students and their questions to staring at your laptop and typing the explanation to your class would get pretty upsetting. Maybe teachers just miss their students and want to see their faces and reminisce the times where they could encounter with us face to face.
To sum our arguments that we mentioned earlier, I believe that everything in life is balanced. Although there are disadvantages, there are also benefits. But we would like to leave the decision to you guys. What do you think, Ame?
Finally, I would like to add that we are not sponsored by Zoom. So this also applies to other online meeting conferences applications. Thank you for your attention. We apologize if we said something unmeaningful. That's all from us.
Wassalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.